We celebrate today the Feast of the Eucharist, the Feast of the Body and Blood of the Lord. And yet, every time you and I gather at the table of the Lord, we celebrate the Eucharist. We do that week in and week out. And so, in one sense, today is no different than any other time we gather. Jesus says to the crowds in the gospel reading today, "I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world." The sacrament of the Eucharist is given to all who would come to the Lord. The bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world. Not for the life of a chosen few, not for the life of those who are highly virtuous, but for the life of the world. But just as the mystery of Jesus dying and rising is the mystery of the reconciliation of all to God, so the mystery of the Eucharist, which is the sacrament of the death and resurrection of the Lord, that sacrament is meant to draw all people into unity and into reconciliation with God. Jesus excludes no one from the table. Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus does not ask the tax collector or the sinner to admit the wrongdoing. Jesus invites them freely to sit at table with him. You and I come to the table of the Lord not because we are perfect, not because we are without sin. We come to the table of the Lord because the Lord calls us. The Lord invites us. And we know that in eating and in drinking, as we do that in faith, as we do that in a confident trust that the Lord is present to us in this sacrament, as we do that, we know that the reconciling, healing mercy of God washes over our lives. So today, like every Sunday, we all come together. We all come to the table of the Lord. We all come to once again be drawn into the mystery of Christ, that reconciling, healing, life-giving mystery of Christ.